recognition program in the auditorium room, 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Good afternoon, everyone. We'll begin the program in 3 minutes. We're just waiting for some arrivals. Community leaders who are participating in the program, we have a section of reserved seating over here available for you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would be kind enough to take your seats, we'd like to start this wonderful portion recognizing community members. I'd like to introduce Vice President for Policy Development and Support, David Olive.
Thank you, Nancy. And welcome, everyone. Community-driven work is at the core of ICANN's mission. Countless hours are spent in working groups across the support organizations, advisory committees, and other groups, including the nominating committee. Together, our community develops and refines policies that ensure the security, stability, and resiliency of the global Internet. As ICANN 54 comes to an end, it is important to acknowledge the vibrant role and critical impact of our community. The Policy Development Support Team is proud to help facilitate their work. In this spirit, please join me in welcoming ICANN Board Chairman Steve Crocker to the stage, and when Fadi will also be joining us shortly to welcome and greet our community members. I would now like to turn it over to Carlos Reyes to preside over the program as we recognize our community leaders. Carlos?
Thank you, David. As a programming note, not all community leaders are available to join us today. In some instances, community leaders being recognized have designated a representative to participate in this program on their behalf. And of course, we have remote participation available, and we'll have the presentation available afterward as well. We begin today's program with the nominating committee. Today, we recognize 15 leaders ending their terms of service. Ron Andruff, Satish Babu, John Berryhill, Alain Bidron, Don Blumenthal, Sarah Deut, Robert Guerra, Louis Uhl, Yuhani Juselius, Brendan Kerbis, Cheryl Langdon Orr, John Levine, William Manning, Fatimata Seysilla, Han van Gelder. Moving on to our advisory committees, today we recognize 8 members from the at-large community. Garth Bruin, Fatima Cambronero, Olivier Crepin-Leblond, Eduardo Diaz, Rafid Fatani, Baran Donde-Gillen, Wolf Ludwig, Glenn McKnight, Yulia Morenets, and Haja Watara. We have 1 member from the Root Server System Advisory Committee, Mark Blanchet. Moving on to our supporting organizations, there is 1 member from the Address Supporting Organization Address Council, Ron Da Silva. From the Country Code Name Supporting Organization, Victor Aboud, Martin Boyle, Keith Davidson, Jordi Paraguirre, Dottie Sparks LeBlanc. From the Generic Name Supporting Organization, Rafik Damak, Avery Doria, Keith Drazik, Brett Fawcett, Tony Holmes, Yoav Karen, Osvaldo Nuvoa, Daniel Reed, Thomas Rickert, Jonathan Robinson, and Brian Winterfelt. We are very grateful for the collective and individual effort, skills, and time of these community leaders. Board of Directors will formally recognize these community leaders with a resolution during its open meeting after the public forum. I would now like to invite back to the lectern David Olive, Vice President, Policy Development Support.
Thank you, Carlos. Of course, we cannot recognize community leaders without acknowledging the ongoing and extraordinary efforts of the chairs, rapporteurs, and members of the Cross-Community Working Group to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposals on naming-related functions, the Consolidated Regional Internet Registry's IANA Stewardship Transition Proposal Team, planning for the IANA NTIA Transition Working Group, the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, and the Cross-Community Working Group on Enhancing ICANN Accountability. Collectively, more than 300 people across these groups have contributed substantially to the IANA stewardship transition process and the enhancing ICANN accountability efforts in the past 18 months. Please stand if you participated in this important work so we can also recognize your efforts. So let me thank those who are working and continuing to work these efforts. ICANN's growth and evolution as a multi-stakeholder organization, and indeed the stability, reliability, security, and global interoperability of the Internet, depend on the sustained engagement of our ICANN community and all of you in the room. So thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us at the Community Recognition Program. Please remain seated as we will begin the forum in just a moment.